Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Good evening. Good evening. In the background, that was the sounds of myself and the one and only Mr. Patrick Adams with Still in Love. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you all to WAMRDB Capricorn Bash. That's right, it's the Capricorn Bash for the one and only Queen Bee herself, Maggie Bowens Freeman, in the house. Good evening, good evening. And celebrating also another Capricorn's birthday is Janora in the house as well. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Thank you. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you all to the show this evening. How are you feeling out there, Maggie? You feeling all right, Mom?
Fantastic. Fantastic. God is good.
All the time. All the time.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you know, we're here in Minnesota. I'm here in Minnesota, actually. And I'd like to know, what is the temperature there where you're at in the GA?
The temperature is 51, 61.
Oh, my goodness, 61 degrees. No wonder you guys are laughing. Kareem's laughing right with you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Because Janora, I don't know if Janora's on here yet, but it's a pretty nice day here in Minnesota today. We got up to the 30s. Which is, you know, 30 here is like 60 there. So, you know, I can take or give, no snow, a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful day here on Tuesday, January 5th on WAMRDB. And it's a wonderful day because we're celebrating your birthday today. Tell the listeners, how did your day begin today? What you do starting your day off? What you do this morning?
Oh, we had breakfast. My husband fixed breakfast as usual.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's good at that.
He's good at fixing breakfast. Okay. What for instance, did he put anything special in the breakfast today that he made? No mimosas, right? Any mimosas? Well, we're going to take you back. We're going to take the listeners back into the 1960s. We got something for you. We got a surprise for you this evening. And we're going to take you back to the 1960s with something for you by the Supremes listeners. Listeners, you're welcome to call in and wish Maggie and Janora a happy birthday. So in the background, we're going to be playing the sounds of the Supremes with Can't Hurry Love. And we'll be coming up shortly with the mix by the one and only DJ Dime.
All right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey. Hello?
Is this Janora on the line? Happy birthday, girl. Yes. Is this the birthday girl,
hey,
too?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you.
Carlo, who's on the line? Janora?
Janora. Janora's on the line.
Meg is on
the
line.
Happy birthday, Janora.
It's your top five. You know what it is.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song. The crowd is jumping.
I'll be coming after in just one moment. That's the sound of Gina Blackwell. But we're going to take you back to 1960 in just a moment.
I'm headed out the door, yes, I'm feeling myself. Calling up my girls as I head into the night. All work, no play, take heed, better listen. Get that money, don't let it make you. I know what's good, can't play them games. He's choosing, but I'll pass. Been there, done that, so I'm not surprised. Was the top one in my class. Don't hold your breath, cause you might turn blue trying to wait on something big. Have a backup plan to ensure yourself so you know just what to do. The club is jumping right, it's packed on a Thursday night. DJ's playing my song, I'm feeling good, turn it up tonight.
As one of the artists on WAMRDB, the sounds of Shayna Blackwell.
I'm
Well, while we listen to the background music of Dana Blackwell, let's get our wine glasses. Say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Maggie. You know our guest.
Thank you.
And my money's on my mind. The club is jumping right. It's packed on a Thursday night. DJ's playing my song. I'm feeling good. Turn it up tonight. You hear that playing? That's my song.
Right.
There's an old friend that I want to say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. I was born just like the river. I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Beyond the sky.
Now, when that song, the song in the background, what was you doing then?
I can't recall.
You know, back in 1960, can you recall?
Wow, I was still in high school.
You were still in high school?
Yes.
That still in high school?
1960, yes.
Yeah.
I graduated in 64.
Oh, that was when I was born, 1964. I was born July 23rd, 1964.
My brother was born in 64.
Really?
Yes.
So that's a powerful song right there in the background. A change is going to come. And to be able to live and wake up today in this day and age, God is good. I mean, God is good. That song gave me the chills, yes. And, you know, Johnny and I... Ronnie and I called you today, and he said,
I really,
you know,
enjoyed that song. That song, happy birthday.
He said, Mama don't look her age now. He said, okay, you better hold on.
74 years young, I put it that way.
74 years young. Can you tell the listeners what we can do to stay looking young like you? What are the beauty secrets there? You do not look 74.
Times a week. Need to exercise at least 4 times a week, you know. Try to keep
exercise
your strength up.
Exercise 4 times a week?
Yes, eat good. Healthy food.
Eat good.
Vegetables and fruit. Stay away from that pork and
vegetables. Stay away from the pork.
And the beef.
Stay away from the swine.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Goodness. I know Karima gets on me about that, too.
Stay away from the swine. But we ready now, B. We ready.
Okay. We ready now. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have
yes,
a surprise ma'am. For you. We're going to take you back. Hey, we was enjoying the music regardless. We was having a great time. So now we're going to bring you back into the 1960s on one of the songs. Come on, DJ, with the mix box.
What we going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back in the time.
Right.
Way different.
Thank you.
Now, Maggie, can you tell us back in the day on Mr. Postman? Now, Mr. Postman, what were you doing back at Mr. Postman?
I can't recall. Now, what year was that?
That was in, let me get the exact year, because the kids told me something about the song Mr. Postman. That was one of your favorite songs. Explain why was that one of your favorite songs.
1965.
1965,
Mr. Postman.
65.
Wow.
I
can't recall.
I bet you forgot no half
the
1965
of
Mr. Postman.
Just waiting on the postman to bring some mail.
Well, tell us what you remember back then. What, Can't Hurry Love, Mr. Postman. He was in high school. And
I graduated.
What was the dances back then? You remember the dances back then?
Not really, because I spent 65, 66, and 67 in France, in Germany. So.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't able to get a chance, the opportunity to hear all of those, all that good music.
He was over. Oh, okay. So you really didn't get to hear. Okay.
Yes.
That's how I
all
got
the music
here.
Back
That's
then.
How I got here. That's how I got
when
here.
When did you
I
get
got
here?
That's how I got here like
She's
that
a,
in over there. I got here. Yeah.
But you weren't here in 65, Karima.
But she okay. So here's the story about it. I remember when we got back to the States. Yeah, but they still playing it like they playing it now. She used to have this hairpiece, right? This wig. And we used to live on Janora. You remember we used to live on down the street from Roosevelt High School, and that song would play and she would do the get back song. She'd just start smack her hand and just go back, woo, woo, and she just throw her hand, woo, woo, and then she just keep the cleaning and cleaning.
You was too little to understand. If you remember that, I'm sure.
Nah, I remember everything.
Yeah, but you was too little to be to
that
know
was
that.
Song. Trust me. We was on. Then we moved. You know, when we moved to Georgia Street, she used to play that song all the time too, Mr. Postman. That's why I guess she ended up at the post office for 36 years.
Now 34 years.
34 years at the post office.
Oh, yeah, the post office was good to me, baby. The post office was very, very, very good.
Very good. I know my auntie
yes.
used to work for the post office, and she's like, man, they have the greatest benefits and everything, so I know she loved the post office.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. You love somebody to take care of you. Take care of it. That means now, every Christmas I send out my cards. They told us 25 cards each. 25
cards. You need to send out 25 cards each Christmas. That means we
have plenty
25.
Of mail. If everybody
that
worked for the post office send out their 25 cards,
you're radically. Oh, that's where the 25 cards come from. Karima was saying that to me the other day about Mama didn't send out the Christmas cards, she don't think, this year. 25 cards.
Yes, I did,
and I was wondering
honey.
Where
I
she was getting 25 cards.
Oh, yes, I did. I sent out 30 cards.
Oh, you sent out 30 this year? See, Karima.
Yes.
I went there.
Man. Yes. Have to support
now,
my own.
Now, do you remember back in the day the disco? Did you like disco?
Disco? Oh, no. Yes. A little bit.
You didn't like disco? Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
See, I love Donna Summers. I was a diehard Donna Summers fan, so coming up. What year was Janora born?
She's born in 65.
1965.
Yes.
Oh, Janora was born in 65. She was born when?
She was born in Martin Army Hospital in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Oh, okay. And what year was that?
65.
Okay. Happy birthday. No, I didn't know you were born in 65. So you just like 1 year. Well, I'm going to tell the listeners, you're 1 year older than me. So you was born in Georgia. And then Karima was born where?
In France.
She's born in France. Chapelureau, France.
Oui, oui, monsieur. And what year was that?
Yeah.
1966. September.
1966. September of 66. Now.
Yes.
Tell
and Bobby's a guarantee.
And Bobby was when?
He's a Gary baby. He's born in Gary.
Oh, he was born in Gary. Okay. And what year was he born in? Which year? I didn't hear you.
Oh, 69.
Uh-oh. 69. Okay. So he's a baby then.
Yes, he's a baby.
He's just a baby of family. Okay, no wonder. He's the baby. So can you recall a funny story? Since we're celebrating Janora's birthday, tell us a funny story about Janora.
No,
I'm not sure.
There's no funny story.
Remember when we got back
from France? We got back from Germany, Mama, and we came down south. Janora got scared away.
Oh yeah, no, that was gonna be that story.
We were in France, what they call
the economy, downtown Chapelle Road, Chenon, France. We were living in Chenon, France, and when we came back home to Alabama to visit my mom, Janora had not been around people of color all her child life. So when she saw all the my sisters and brothers and cousins and nieces, all of them around, she thought to her, Mama, who are those black people? I don't mean to quote, but yeah. She wasn't used to people of color. The only people of color that she was actually used to was us, her parents.
Right. Well, you know, it's not like that. I was in Paris probably about 15 years ago. And it's so many black people over there now. You know, and it's amazing because, you know, I wasn't expecting people to look just like me over there. I'm like, you know, they're just speaking the French language. So back then where you guys were back in the day, they didn't have that many black people there, I guess. Most of the people I heard migrated from Africa.
Well, we actually lived in Germany, so we lived out with the people, with the French people, and with the German people.
Okay.
So we didn't see a lot of people unless we went on post.
Okay.
And that wasn't. Yeah.
I imagine that was beautiful over there, though.
It was. It's an experience, and they are so nice. Mm-hmm. They were really nice over there.
Yeah, that's what I learned, too, when I went over there. It received us very well. Love American music. Love, you know, the old R&B, the Supremes, the Temptations, and all that.
You know, we actually had, Janora and I used to get in trouble in France because we would be the only black kids in there, and we would go down to the market and get fruit, and run back home. And we kept wondering how the year was up. How did they know? I'm like, Mama, you whooping us. We didn't do it. She's like, no, too sweet. Too sweet. Only black children. What are you? We're getting a whooping for no reason. They telling on us. We didn't do
it. We know where you live because you're the only one down here. Your color, okay? How can we miss?
Right. Ooh, Karima. So which one between the two was the most, rebellious?
I'll say Prima.
We're going to go to the next song. You ready? You ready to go to the next song?
Always. Always. If I say go left, you go right.
Okay. Rev, you go. She's always the rebel there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to change her Prima because we're going to
go right
here.
Nowhere. I mean, she really wasn't.
So, Denora, was she the quiet one?
She was quiet in her own way. She was quiet in her own way, but.
But they the same people. She them believers. They the same people. They born one day apart. We all, me and Bobby used to say they the same people. They the same people. They the same people. That was it. They the same people. You got another caller that popped on, Demonica.
Just one caller.
So yeah.
All right, caller. What's your name?
Jasmine. So happy birthday, Maggie.
Hello, thank you.
That's the one and only lovely and talented Jasmine Soul.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to jump in, but I'm driving across country right now with this trailer, so I couldn't get off, you know. I had to put down the phone. We stopped at this gas station.
Yeah, be careful.
I know.
What state are you in
now,
Jasmine?
I'm in almost to El Paso, Texas.
Oh, you're almost to El Paso. Okay, yeah.
We drove from Miami, so I've been driving for a couple of days, and we have to drive slower because we're driving this trailer behind the truck, and it gets to wobbling a little bit, so we've got to take our time.
Oh, yes, you better. You better do that, okay?
Well, we're not going to keep you on the phone, Jazz.
I'm at the gas station, though. That's why I'm like, let me tune in to the girl.
Well, we appreciate her. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yes, thank you, Jazz.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave it on, though, so I can hear y'all. I think when I hear people's voice, it just helps me drive. The music makes me want to go to sleep.
Well, we definitely need you to stay awake when we're on that road and you drive safe, dear.
Yes, I'm driving now because I'm not driving at night.
All I hear in the background is the sound of Toto kissing you in the background. Yeah. We have Jasmine Soul called in. She's on the road, y'all, traveling a long way from Miami to California. Wishing the one and only Queen B in the house, Maggie, a happy birthday.
That's a long trip. Oh, my goodness.
It is. I won't sign up for it no more.
You say Jasmine, never do that no more.
No, ma'am.
Well, you make sure you take plenty of video footage going cross country.
Yeah.
My mom, she took her two grandkids, grabbed them, and left Gary and brought them to the South. They had a vacation. No, to Florida, remember? You took Aaron and Derek.
Oh, yeah.
That was her riding buddy, her grandkids. That was her riding companion. She just feed them up and they be in the car. Gone. 3-4 days gone driving. 5-6 days gone. I'm like, where'd she go? She left
days,
with them.
7 days.
They actually drove a U-Haul from Indiana to Georgia, her and her husband, just them two. Pioneers, Mr. Freeman and Mrs. Freeman. She was, I think you was driving a U-Haul truck too, right, Mom?
Nope, no ma'am, baby, nope. Mr. Freeman did all this.
He said, no ma'am. And we won't talk about our experience driving to U-Haul.
That was more than I can handle.
Minnesota.
That was more than I can handle. I'm sorry.
You know, when Ronnie,
we're gonna take a break and listen to a little bit more music. Y'all are listening.
Yeah, we're gonna take a short
DJ
pause.
DJ Dime.
Yeah,
that's my jam.
DJ Dime on the wheels of steel.
Right. There it is.
The AMRDD, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We'll be right back.
Your boy chose me, and now we got it. Hey, little mama, can you give me a sing? Got a little something, something about as big as your leg. I seen him yawning while he talking, so I knew it was weird. And by like 6 in the morning, he forgot what he said. And I was
getting some, getting some, I was getting some, getting some.
In my life, I'm telling you, had my son at 19, too sick, had to drop out of school. Now I'm trying to figure out, what is it I gotta do? Baby need a better life, so I became daddy wife. Daddy love the money, so daddy, he don't treat mommy right. Had to move with grandma, cause daddy cases and money tight. Granny got a down, I'm the one that he don't like. Brother in the feds like he dead, but I gotta write. Money on the books, money for his kids, I'm the type. Never seen a child support check, but we living right. Whether the grass green or whether the paddle white, I was doing things for him that would take away my right. Shorty can't eat books, so look, now I'm a crook. Cool with your daddy, only thing he ever took. My heart and chances, got himself together, then threw me advances. Locked up too long, looking for romances. Made me too strong, look at what the plan is.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain. From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain.
I know I should walk away.
From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
Walked away, my heart wouldn't allow it. A sucker for real love, on a hush, sending drugs, the whole relationship was tainted. But the silly mind games, the fussing, and the fight, staying awake all night. But I couldn't walk away, the sex took control. Plus you had some hustle, cook grind with the rubber. Your hard head you learned, it makes us soft. So listen to my mama, don't deal with the drama. Made it past the hump, that's all with the past. Now I spit for a career, so lend me a ear. I should've walked away, but I didn't know the struggle. The different types of haters, trying to block me from my paper. It led to prison time, in an AIS number. Do the crime, do the time, don't snitch, I do mine. Been sound in the back, many times to be exact. But God gave me stomach to walk away from it.
Let's the money, the drugs, the streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
The money, drugs, streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away. I know I should walk away.
RDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back on WAMRDB, the women's station, and we're celebrating the Capricorns in the house this evening. That's Maggie Bowens Freeman, the queen, and celebrating Janora Bowens' birthday today. Capricorns in the house.
raised by Capricorn. Ooh, you just don't know, honey. Ooh, God. But, all I can say is they the best people in the world to be raised by. I ain't trying to be funny. Me and Bobby, we spoiled a sin because of Mama and Janora. I'm just serious. I'm y'all know that episode of Everybody Hates Chris. Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
And the girl, she was like, I don't have to do this because my husband got two jobs. Right? I can quit.
Right.
You know what? I tell people, I got two mamas. I can quit. I don't need no job. My mama and my sister got money. You need to stop telling people that. We ain't got no money. I said, I calculated it up. What it would be if y'all combined y'all income. She said, what? I said,
girl,
you need a job.
I said, I heard what I said. Like,
yeah,
look, Mama just said if she combines you guys' income, she's calculating. You heard what she said.
That was me. That was me saying. I used to tell people I don't need no job. I got two mamas. They the same people. January 4th and 5th. What I need to work for?
You crazy?
Follow me.
That's crazy.
All right, honey, please. It's like, well, you get.
Creamy, you say, here goes the twin.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, honey. I'd be like, whatever, honey. Why you think I ain't never worked all these years? A job. I remember I got a job, girl. I had to call Mama. I was like, what do you do with this? You know, the time thing, that card sticking that clock. I couldn't put that in there for life. And they just looked at me. I was like, look, this is real right here. This is real. My sister,
now,
my mama told
real.
Me.
This is real.
You got to go get a job. You know, it's like we talked about it, and what we're going to do is we're going to divide it up. I get Bobby, and Mama gets you, and that's how we got split. Because both of us were here at the same time. She's like, I can't take it. Can't take both of them. You got to do something, Nora. All right, I'll take Bobby. He said, you sure you're going to take Creamer? Nuh-uh. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. I'll kill him. Nope.
Creamer,
I take Bobby.
Nice now.
Well, okay, where Bobby at? And where am I? I'm here with you. And you know I got Bobby. That's the split. She ain't want me.
Oh,
you know I know. Girl, please. Everybody know. Everybody know. You know, you want to talk about some fun memories. Since I'm crunk now, you know I almost killed me and friends.
No, don't say that.
Yes, she did. They'll tell you, Janora, when I was a baby, Janora tried to pull me through the railing, and I choked, and I had turned blue. My daddy resuscitated me. They know. Janora tried to kill me, and that's been her guilt. She's been eating at her ever since. And she was like, she ain't been right since. See? I lost oxygen.
You know you're a hot dog.
I
know you're right. Shaking her head like, no, she didn't.
It's the truth.
Yes, she did.
Yep, shaking her head. That's what they do. They're like, I lost oxygen, and that's what happened. They know. Say what they want to say. Oh, Lord. Just saying. I wasn't saying too much because I wasn't trying to take over the whole show, because I know I can say too much and my night get done. But that's how it is.
Yeah, we're going to hear from the twins tonight.
Well,
the Capricorn's going to hit you tonight.
Girl, they done beat me for more less than this. More than that. I done did a lot. I do real life stuff. My mom will be like, I can't believe it.
Tell me it ain't so. Tell me it ain't so. I know better.
For 35 years, all you can hear is say, I know better. I know better. I know better. Jesus, I know better.
I'm Prima. Be nice about it now. Come on.
I'm just admitting to her. That's what she was saying. I know better. And all Janora would do is just shake her head. That's all she does. She drop her head and just shake it. That's it. She don't even say nothing.
My good Lord.
She just shake her head. And that's what she's doing right now.
Good Lord.
Ain't she
got a perfect little child.
Just shake her head. That's all. Yeah, but anyway. Hey, but guess
what? So
what
you guys
found,
got planned?
I found that when you do these type of birthday tributes, these things last for a lifetime, and I really appreciated the Monica for you hosting this for me.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
It is so nice.
You're welcome.
So nice. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate to be a part of it. Yes, most definitely appreciate it.
What you got playing tonight,
Mom?
Hey, we're
going to get her after the show.
Hey, we're going to go to the club.
They're going to the club.
Well, I got this glass of wine here, so I'm going to the club right now. Celebrate.
<Okay.
laughs>
The club's
I said,
open.
Well, you got the... No, not here in Minnesota. No, they're not.
I'm not going to close everything down.
Yeah, here in Minnesota, they did. Well, some places are open from 6 to 10, but I'm just saying the club and home. We're celebrating the Capricorn's birthday. Listeners right now with a glass of wine here. I got my glass of wine, red wine.
No, you just dropped it.
No, I dropped
what
the speaker. The speaker that came down, I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. Yeah, Ronnie coming in talking about, what you done did now?
Oh, y'all sound so
whatever,
good
dude.
Together. Y'all sound so good.
Thank
Sonny
you.
And Cher. Oh, he said, he got a, what'd you say, Janora? You said when you got a.
Yeah, they sound really nice singing together.
Janora said,
you
got a professional singer.
They
sound good.
You.
Yeah, sound that harmony and all that. I'm thinking, wow, that is.
She is a professional recording artist. She's been able to carry a couple of folks on through there in the day.
I don't carry quite a few in the day.
Like,
but no.
Mama used to make me quiet. I used to lip sync.
I did that for quite a few people coming up. My girlfriend like, come on now, Deanne, hurry up and sing that part. I don't know what I'm singing. I had to play it off and sing. Like you said, she'd move her mouth, and I'm up there singing. You know who used to do that? I hit the bus out. Shaka Khan used to do that. Vesta Williams
what?
Would do background singing for Shaka. Yeah.
Oh, my
yep.
goodness.
Vesta would sing a lot of Shaka's part. Mm-hmm. Now, wait, but I don't want to get Shaka to get mad at me. Call me up and say, now, why you bust me out about that?
Oh,
Shaka be like, Shaka be lip syncing sweet thing. That'd be Vesta in the background live at the concert. The Shaka done had a little bit too many drinks.
Oh, Lord. Put too much business out.
Thinking of you going out of work.
All right, you all. Well, we so appreciate it. So appreciate y'all.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you. Jasmine, we appreciate you calling in. I know you're driving right now. We love you. Drive safe.
I'm listening. I love you too, you guys.
Love you. Stay safe.
Drive safe now.
We got one more song we're leaving out with Amazing Grace.
All right.
You going to sing it, Grace?
Yeah, I'm going to sing. Watch out. Here we go.
Shadows would gather round at the close of day.
We can see on WAMR DB, the Woman Station. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening as we celebrate the Capricorns in the house. This Maggie Lewis Freeman and Janora. Yes, thank you all.
Amen. Thank you.
And thank you. Yes. Amen.
So much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. No, you didn't play this one. Thank you all. First show of 2021. WAMRDB. Stay safe. Stay masked up.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
The new look and feel of radio.